97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL. We're going to break in here on the Blake Hodge radio program, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Cocker and Ron Stutz.
Blake, thanks very much for allowing us to share a few minutes and share the stage with you.
Blake, we'll get a check in the mail to you, buddy.
Yep, Blake's our parole officer.
Yeah, he's one of the most awesome human beings in the world. Sorry, I'm getting carried away here. You got a good question today?
Well, we're doing Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Musical question. Yeah, of course. Tuesday.
So here we go. This is kind of a category which I'll call their best.
Okay.
So a group's best performing single.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go, folks.
Sounds good to me.
Back in 1980.
Okay.
This single was a fantastic road trip song. You put this tune on, you take the top down, even if it's not a convertible, you roll the windows down, you lay back and drive.
Well, I can't wait to hear this.
Well, put it on the platform there, a little turntable.
All right, I'm not looking.
And name the tune.
Not looking at the label.
Here we go from 1980. It's a great road tune.
All right, listen up closely, everybody.
Disaster.
Yeah, Flirting with Disaster, Molly Hatchet, ladies and
gentlemen. Molly Hatchet.
Woo.
What a great road song.
That's a good tune, man.
Yeah.
Good guitar work in there, too.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I mean, Southern rock and roll may come across as, you know, getting kind of attacked by some folks, but I'm going to tell you something.
Hey, I got
Washington Collins Band, Lynyrd Skynyrd, these guys, Allman Brothers, there's a lot of fine guitar work.
You know what?
In a lot of those Southern rock and roll bands.
Yeah, no kidding. And a lot of them inspired by the Allman Brothers.
Yes.
Yeah, and I got to say, man, I put songs on Facebook all the time, as you probably know.
Yep.
I'm always really careful when I'm putting on Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Mm-hmm.
I make sure there's not a Confederate flag in there.
Well, I know. Yeah. Well, yeah, one time, you know, Lynyrd Skynyrd and Tom Petty,
yeah,
both performed with a huge Confederate battle flag, and there's a lot of flags, but the flag that obviously gets the reaction is the Confederate battle flag.
And Tom Petty recently apologized for that, said he was dumb, he didn't think about it much when he was young.
Yeah, I don't think he
intentionally would have offended anybody. You know?
Well, and exactly, but the Molly Hatchet group was from Jacksonville, Florida, and they released this great cruising tune in January of 1980. But of four singles released by that band, this was their best effort, peaking at the Billboard chart position of number 42.
With Disaster, which is something we manage to do all the time right
here. Yes, we have. Yes. And live to tell about it.
Yep. Great tune, Freddie.
Thank you. Blake, thanks for letting us visit with you, and we'll see everybody tomorrow.
All right.